Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Welcome to Wednesday's podcast. Our reading today is 1 John chapter 2, verses 28 to chapter 3, verse 3. Today we'll focus on chapter 3, verse 1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. A thought for the day. Here's a question. How do you learn to embrace your God-given identity, that he's our Father and we're his children? Well, it seems to me that there are two ways Christians can discover this, either download or discovery. And honestly, I think it's tempting to get hung up on the one and neglect the power of the other. For example, take the download. I think it's super easy to get hung up on this. Whenever I've heard people describe experiencing God as their Father and them discovering and understanding that they're his child, it often comes through a very deep, intimate and occasionally dramatic personal spiritual experience, a bit like a download from God. Scripture calls this an impartation. I've read books, heard sermons and have even been in church meetings when God is moving powerfully, bringing great healing, where people have reflected afterwards that they have deeply experienced God's love and sensed a real impact on their lives. All those experiences are wonderful and really, really beautiful. But sometimes it can be tempting to think that that's the only way that God reveals himself like that, a kind of dramatic download. And if it doesn't happen to you, you've somehow missed out. If you feel like you've missed the download, you can feel like you've missed it completely, or you're just not as good a Christian. I began to think that is the only way that God proves we're his children, was through deep spiritual encounters, often in church. Now, let me be clear. God has met me powerfully from time to time, and I long for more. But the place where I've really discovered that God is truly my Father and I am his child has literally just been through discovery, not always in those download moments. Let me tell you a story that started that journey in me where I really began to see that I am God's child and he's my Father. In my previous job, our church was pretty close to the centre of Cambridge. In fact, it was on one of the main routes into the city centre. Now, Cambridge is a lovely city, and it has a steady stream of tourists throughout the year. We were situated near the train station, and the grounds at the front of our church were the perfect place for what the local police called the street life, quote unquote, to gather. Now, in that city, certain times of the year, you can make £200 a day begging from very generous tourists. Now, outside our church, there are often fights, a lot of antisocial behaviour, a fair bit of trouble. And as it was on private property, the police couldn't do much. At times, it felt like a real spiritual battle. Drug dealers would come from London to push drugs on the local addicts, and then they'd openly sell the drugs on church property, verbally abuse people who challenged them. Oh, it was a nightmare, and on it went. There were some pretty dark things happening, to be honest. We knew it wasn't right, and we knew it had to stop. So we began to pray. Our prayer was the violence would stop, the drug dealing would stop, and we'd see a genuine transformation of the people through the gospel. One particular day we prayed. A lady said to me, she said, "Tom, I see you walking and everywhere you place your feet, I see a fire." She said, "God has given you authority. He is your Father. You're his child. He will go before you." Now, when we began talking to people who congregated outside the church, well, we kind of had a little bit of motto that discipleship starts at the door. And we began to see that area as holy ground. So we challenged illicit activities. We moved on people who were violent, and that didn't go too well. And it was often quite confrontational. Was I nervous? You bet. Because sometimes it's only me and my Labrador. Then over time, we noticed that there were less and less people hanging around, less violence, and there was a real distinct change in the atmosphere. I prayer walked that place a lot over that 5-year period. And there were lots of factors for that change. You know, we landscaped the grounds, we prayed away some of the dodgy shops, selling stuff they shouldn't have been. But there was one thing that really made me chuckle. We discovered there was a rumour among some of the street guys that there was a local policeman in the area. And it turns out that they thought that policeman was me. One of the homeless ladies told me, and I laughed out loud, she said, "You walk like a copper." And then it struck me, that prophetic word that I was given a couple of years before. The word was around walking, and wherever I walk, there'd be fire, and God will give me an authority. I discovered through those sometimes scary encounters with hostile people that God is my Father and I'm his child. I experienced his protection, and I knew he'd given me an authority which came from another place. They saw it, they just assumed I was a policeman. And I think it was totally God's power at work. Although I feel a little bit daft telling you this, it goes to say that I genuinely discovered that God truly is my Father and I am his child through that experience. When John tells us in verse 27 that we're anointed, it's not just some mysterious, ethereal thinking. It's not just a spiritual download to make us feel good about ourselves. It's truth for people who are facing serious challenges. And as we step into those challenges, as anointed people embracing God within us, that we discover the truth that he's really good, that he's our Father. And we can place our trust in him like a child trusts a parent. So don't get hung up on whether you've had the download, like many Christians do. Instead, embrace John's truth of the scripture, that you're anointed. Walk into the situation and you'll discover just how good he is, that he's your perfect Father and he has good gifts for his children. Let's pray. Father, we pray this day that you will help us, Lord, that we may walk in your anointing. And Lord, whatever we face this day, Lord, we won't just hanker after spiritual experiences, Lord, that we might walk in truth, that you're our perfect Father. Amen. 1 John 2, verses 28 to chapter 3, verses 3. And now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.